Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sammy, very busy.
By the way, Boog is going to be on the show at 5 o'clock today. We'll talk with our buddy Boog. He thinks this is a very important show.
He knows. He's wise like that. Sammy Sosa was very busy. I found out, Lawrence, that Sammy was offered the seventh inning stretch. Doesn't enjoy singing.
Oh, okay. Well,
chose not to sing.
You know, you don't really have to. You just kind of, you can preside over the seventh inning stretch.
But he was offered it and chose against it.
All right, I'm glad that he was offered it because I was like, that would have been a no-brainer. Ideal.
Yeah, I thought so too. But the man was everywhere, and then he was on Inside the Clubhouse on Saturday morning with Bruce Levine and David Haw. And it was good. And Sammy was in good spirits. And look, I think the whole thing overall is a success. We talked about it on Friday after the game.
The rollout of Sammy's back.
The rollout, the fans' happiness, and that most of the fans, not all the fans, of course, but most of the fans. But with the rollout and the reunion comes an opportunity for you to get to know all of Sammy again, all of how he feels about everything. And it led to understandable questions from our guy Bruce. And I felt myself, remember when Luke Kanellis asked Sammy, what, like 2 years ago in the lobby about steroids? And Sammy was surprised.
He was upset because he thought Lou was his buddy.
Yeah, he thought Lou was his pal.
This is not a question that I expected from you.
Okay, so not a question that he expected from Lou. But you got to expect it when you're coming back for a weekend like this. And so when Bruce asked Sammy for his deep thoughts by Jack Handy about the era, I was left a little underwhelmed by the level of authenticity.
Sammy, people want to talk about the era you played in. It was a different era. There were different things that were going on. Never heard any player apologize about the era itself. What are your deepest thoughts about, you know, that era you played in and people trying to pick out different people as to whether they did good, bad, or not enough?
Well, look, you know, when we play, you know, we play the game. Like I say, that was the moment that, we played the way, the game the way it was. Like you said, it's a different era right now. I mean, everything is differently. You know, they have some more opportunity now that you can go out there and have a better year. But the era that I play, you know, I play with a lot of good players, and I don't pick and choose anybody. You know, and like I said, I'm just happy to be back here, Bruce, and the future look bright.
Okay then.
There's absolutely nothing there. Absolutely nothing.
What are your deepest thoughts?
It's not a lot there.
There's nothing there. There's a full-on avoidance and an unwillingness to talk about about the era and what went on.
And now, deep thoughts by
Sammy Sosa.
See, I thought in that moment Tanny was going to hit us with the Michael Jordan Jack Handy stuff.
Yeah.
But leave it to him. Do a little edit, and it's great.
I just, man, and I'm in a spot where I'm like, I don't want to play judge and jury on the whole thing.
Yes, you do.
You think I still do?
Yes.
You think it's re-inflamed my desire to play judge and jury?
Yes.
I don't think that's true, Lawrence. I just want a little bit of self-awareness and a little bit of like openness and honesty and human growth to be able to talk about things.
Don't bring up human growth.
I mean, a hormone will help you get there. That's a very good point by you. It's an excellent point. But you know what I mean? I just want...
What are your deepest thoughts?
Those can't possibly be his deepest thoughts.
I'm still going to give some dispensation for the language barrier.
Oh, no, I don't...
Let me explain.
Oh, God.
I think that when it comes to something that takes as much nuance as talking about that era while not implicating yourself...
Mm.
Or other people that were doing things, doing it in a foreign language versus your native language, pretty difficult.
You think if he was doing a Spanish language interview,
I think it'd be better. I don't think it would be great because I don't.
You think you would cop to anything or talk about how the era in an actual like thoughtful way? Because I can hear some stuff about the era. I can hear how many people were doing it and all of that.
I just think that it would. It would be a little bit more fulfilling for it to be in Spanish instead of English. And I speak enough Spanish to get by. If you were to ask me some serious questions about craft, I would not want to answer those questions in Spanish.
Yeah, but like Sammy was very comfortable with the language all weekend long. And I don't...
Was he, though? I mean, those interviews weren't great, Speaks.
But this fits with the overall philosophy of not wanting to really delve into it because he hasn't decided if he's going to be a guy who lives in the truth or just avoids the truth, and he wants his cake and to eat it too.
I agree with you.
So that's where we are.
And so do the Cubs.
Well,
so do the Cubs.
And so does baseball. I know. And it's why it ends up feeling gross. And that's what happened is like, I got to a good spot with it. And then he was asked about it by Bruce trying to just get his deepest thoughts, you know?
What are your deepest thoughts?
Early 90s was a different era than after the early 90s.
Exactly.
An entirely different era.
Yeah, yeah. I agree, Hawk.
That he's totally right about that. Well, see, that's the thing. And
if you gave me 20
lots
years
of TWTW in the early 90s.
Yeah, if you gave me 20 years to answer that question in Spanish, I think I could do it. You know what I mean?
Is that 20 years?
I still think that you'd choose not to, though.
Sure.
I still think that you would choose to tap dance and smile and talk about how happy you are to be back.
I get it.
Because that's what this is. Like, this wasn't...
So should Bruce not have bothered? Like, I applaud Bruce for trying.
No, Bruce absolutely should have asked the question because he has a relationship with Sammy that might allow for Sammy to answer the question to him.
It exposed the baseline level of disconnect between the truth and what is being allowed publicly.
I would even go so far as to say, and I haven't checked with Bruce on this, I imagine that Sammy and Bruce have talked about this. And maybe he thought that something that was talked about not in front of a microphone, that he might get a better answer out of Sammy.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing is...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We don't know this guy. We just don't know him. No matter how much time that he spent here, and whenever you have someone that becomes that big, how much is real and how much is image? And I think that Sammy, for a long time, leaned into image. And so then you go, well, wait, are you getting the authentic version of himself when you're doing these interviews anyway?
Here's Sammy talking about the Hall of Fame door potentially now being opened because of the Pete Rose ruling that happened a little while ago.
Well, you know, I believe that this is a great, let's say, a great opportunity for baseball. You know, Pete Rose, the number that Pete Rose have is incredible. As a play, you know, as a personal individual person, I don't have nothing to do with that, but I think Manfred take that decision. I think it's opened the door in the future. I guess it's still too early. But I believe that if you get into the Hall of Fame, the rest of us, you know, including myself, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Alex Rodriguez, I think we have a chance to make it. I'm not talking about tomorrow or the next day, but I believe it's a hope.
So, you know, maybe.
A little bit more there.
Yeah, and he admits it might not be tomorrow, but he hopes to get in. And I mean, it becomes a very personal vote thing, and I think a lot of those voters are going to realize it's not somebody who's copping to anything, and that's going to hold some of them back. It wouldn't hold me back.
But who knows? I mean, the way that we talk about this now is completely different. Hawk's right. It's a completely different era than the early 90s. The way that we talk about the Hall of Fame and these guys in the Hall of Fame is different now. It's not as much fire and brimstone as it used to be.
It's not, and it's going to keep changing and evolving.
But I guess I'm not expecting much from Sammy, and I the reason I'm not expecting much from him is because I think that for a long time he's been playing a character, and this allowed him to go back into playing that character. That is like all of the Wrigley stuff, and
yeah, that's well said, because he came back and just wanted to resume playing the character and resume the relationship.
Yep, and I think the Cubs are totally fine with that, because now they understand, well, there's no real reason to keep him away. Look at what baseball has done with other guys that were not just accused of, but found guilty of cheating by baseball.
And when you ask them off the record, you know, teams and others, they'll say, you know, so many people were doing it. It's just so hard.
It's hard to figure out who was it and what should be counted and what not.
And what are we going to do? We're going to hold him responsible. And in the end, there's fans that want him desperately to be there. And he was voted into the Cubs Hall of Fame, where he'll be going later on this summer.
And I hate to say this about a person, but Sammy as mascot. Like, that's kind of where we're at now, that Sammy is just here for good times and good memories, and that's it.
That's the role of the ambassador often.
That's what he is. He is there to smile and wave. And maybe at some point he writes a book. Maybe he does a long-form interview where he does say some of this stuff, whether it's in Spanish or English. But No matter how much we dig, we're never going to be satisfied with the answers that we want from him. And one, from what I know of him, and I don't know a lot, but I was in those clubhouses a lot, I don't think it's in his character.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any indicator for it to have been in his character. And now he's been away for so long, and a guy comes back, and you're wondering,
but maybe,
has
maybe
there been some human growth without the hormones or not?
Speaks, you're right to wonder about the idea of, does reflection allow for him to speak more openly and honestly about it. But when your whole thing has been, I ain't do nothing wrong and I ain't saying nothing, mm-hmm. I'm not surprised that he didn't say nothing.
I think I would like this to be the last time I end up wringing my hands trying to sort through the complexities of it. I would like it to be, because it's exhausting, you know? So it's like, I don't think that I'll ever be a guy who asks him. When I get a chance to talk to him, I don't think I'll be a guy who tries to crack that code and try to get him underneath.
I think you will. I think that you'll walk into the interview not wanting to do it.
And then I'll end up doing it.
Yeah, you'll feel the tug of like, I gotta ask him, right? Yeah,
like, dude, come on, it's okay. We can talk about this. Like, it's okay. People do stuff. What might you have done? But, you know, if you're Barry Bonds and you see all these people,
and you're like, I'm better than that guy and that guy.
Yeah, I'm better than these guys and I'm not getting the love. What the hell, man? If I had that, what would it do? I mean,
if you're Frank Thomas and you're like, for real, mm-hmm. like, I've been playing the game clean and look at what these dudes did to me.
Yeah.
Like, do you understand if Frank didn't have a lot of those injury-ridden seasons in the, like, tail end of his career when he was still capable of getting on base, like, at a 400 clip and he's still walking 100 times and still hitting at least 30 bombs when he was, like, not even fully healthy? Like, what he could have done?
Yeah. I mean,
how would we talk about that man
That's a big part of it, too, that guys ended up figuring out the right cocktail to keep themselves healthy enough to do all of that crazy stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing.
I mean, you're right. His second to last season in 07, he had 81 walks and an OPS of 857, did Frank Thomas. I mean,
he better stay out of White Sox business.
And the year before that, he finished fourth in MVP voting for Oakland. That was at age 38. There was a quiz on MLB.com the other day of, like, you know, if you had to identify which team a player played his last game with. And I thought it was Toronto for Frank, but he went back to Oakland for 55 games in 08. So stuff you don't remember. Today I learned Fernando Valenzuela pitched for the Cardinals.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.